season 3 of Game of Thrones premiered on Sunday night. So what happens when the most downloaded TV show of 2012 premieres its new season in 2013? Well, illegal download records are broken, that's what. Within 24 hours of the show going to air, there was something like a million illegal downloads through torrent sites. A million. And a lot of those are Australians too. Apparently we came in third behind the United States and the UK. Stilgherrian is an internet and technology commentator and journalist. What does this tell us about Australian viewing habits?
I think, Kate, it tells us really that we just can't wait. You know, we just can't wait for it to be on Foxtel 2 hours later, which is what happened in this case. And even if you think, all right, it was on in the US, it's not on Foxtel till 2 hours later, and that's in the middle of the afternoon, there was still, you know, an evening showing on Foxtel, so a few hours later. It was available on Apple's iTunes 12 hours after it was broadcast in the US. And I find it fascinating that there's this sense of entitlement that because something is on the TV in the US, admittedly on a cable channel, which, you know, you're meant to pay for, I want it now. And this absolute impatience, the I have to have it now, is a right, apparently, in this decade. And I find that fascinating.
We're petulant children, are we still?
Well, that's what writer Elmo Keek said, and I'm with her on this. Look, you know, this is going to sound a bit, oh, get off my lawn, but, you know, when I was a lad, if there was something you couldn't have now, you waited for it until you could. You didn't say, oh, well, I have a right to have this now, so I'm going to do something to get it now. Even though I know that's illegal, I'm going to do it anyway, and it's your fault. You should have made it available for me in exactly the way I want, at the price I want. And I was talking about this to a bunch of people on Twitter yesterday, and these were the kind of reactions I had coming back. People were told, well, you know, you have this, oh, it's on Foxtel a few hours later. Oh, I don't want to have to pay a whole Foxtel subscription just for this series. Well, it's on Apple TV. Oh, I don't want to have to do this. Well, you know, just wait. Oh, I don't want to wait. And for every kind of, hey, there are lots of ways of eventually getting hold of this series, including, you know, waiting 12 months and buying the DVD. You know,
that's just crazy talk.
I know, you know, a whole year, your life would fall apart. How could you possibly show your face in public?
It used to be that there were big delays between something airing in the United States and us getting to see it in Australia. Here, you say that the delay was 2 hours.
That's right.
Have the networks essentially trained Australians to look for the illegal download first because they don't expect it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it used to be that the TV networks would wait to see how a series went in the US before they'd sign the contract to bring it to Australia, you know, to avoid paying for a dud. But you know, now when it's series 3, you know pretty well that it's a hit and it's worth paying. It's really still that they are still seen as separate territories. No one is really getting this idea that you can release something simultaneously around the world and you'll make this go away. I mean, what's interesting is that because they got this delay in Australia down to just 2 hours, in fact, the ratings on Foxtel for Series 3 of Game of Thrones were double what they were for Series 2.
So there is, that. Yeah, that some people are prepared to wait, but it's just that a lot of people aren't.
Exactly. Now,
so will we see, I mean, the other alternative is that I think it's HBO that makes the series. They could have just streamed it live around the world and punched ads into their stream so that they could have reaped the advertising rewards for that, or asked people to pay a subscription that went direct to HBO, had some sort of paywall that you could bust through with $5 or whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, of course, what happens is that you go to a site like Netflix, or even some of the cable channels in the US have their own sites. You try and do that subscription, and they will just say, well, you're in Australia. You're not in the US. You can't. We don't have the legal right. And industry is still based around this idea of having copyright and rights to distribute it in a certain network for a certain time and to a certain geographical audience. We don't have these global distribution contracts yet. And even when you drill down to the contracts that each of the actors are on and the crew and so on, they're paid, you know, a percentage of the revenue based on American distribution first, and then overseas distribution is like...
At some point, the system's got to change, though, doesn't it, still?
Well, it kind of has to, because, you know, the market... The audience is clearly saying we don't want it to work that way.
We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, it sounds like you're saying pull your finger out and pay for it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's clear that the bulk of the audience don't care that what they're doing is illegal. They want to watch that TV show now, damn it, right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
My pleasure, Kate. We can talk right now.
If you have illegally downloaded that show, consider yourself spanked by Stilgherrian, who's an internet expert, technology commentator. He's a journalist as well.